It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. Women who aspire to the conductor's podium face a lot of hurdles, as many as those in any other profession, but classical music presents a unique additional set of obstacles. The industry remains stubbornly embedded in tradition, while visual arts, dance, and theater tend to be open to experimentation. Classical music is generally less so. Some orchestras have evolved thanks in part to measures like gender-blind auditions. According to Cheryl Staples of the New York Philharmonic, her orchestra is now about half women, and the violin section 90% female. But bright spots like this have not been duplicated on the conductor's podium. Metropolitan Opera has 23 conductors on rotation this season, all of whom are men. Of the top 20 world orchestras ranked by a panel of music critics, not one has a female conductor on staff. Some, including the Vienna Philharmonic, do have female guest conductors in rotation. In recent years, several fellowships and programs have emerged to support women conductors, but many women are forced to create their own opportunities. Laura Jackson, for example, now in her 10th season as the Reno Philharmonic's music director, says she's always made her own way without help from a management agency that the better-known organizations often use for hiring. "I have felt as if I have had fewer slots for me because of my gender," she said. "I'm constantly made aware of my gender," she says. Ina Falix is professor of piano and head of the piano department at UCLA Herb Alpert School of Music. She says that 75% of her students at UCLA are Chinese or Chinese American. Pianists from China, after graduating from the best music schools in Europe and the United States, return home to pass on classical music traditions in their own distinct ways. Concert halls may remain empty in our nation's cities, but in China, playing Beethoven or Chopin isn't boring or unhip. Chinese audiences are hungry for more. What other country can boast a classical music celeb like Long Long? Classical music is not dying in China. Its audiences are young and eager. Its performance halls are new, architecturally stunning, and full of patrons. China's current political landscape is complicated, but it now holds a priceless gift for posterity, maybe the key to classical music's future. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbach.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Make sure you check out the Most Wanted Hour with Linda Cassidy, playing your top 100 most wanted classical works every weekday at noon. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music on 89.5 KBOC, Phoenix and HD, a service of the Maricopa Community Colleges and Arizona State University.